The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-868.
All right, so last night, Teachers was on air. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it immensely. I enjoyed the episode of Teachers last night. I thought you were very funny, Phil, and I thought the episode School Olympics had a lot of good physical comedy, and that's what I think you need. I think the show came into its own last night. And now, what did you say the numbers were?
We held 89% of Scrubs.
All right, well, that's good. You know, as long as you're holding the lead-in show, and the other thing you got to remember is the show within cost. You're not having any problems with the star, are you? Who's the star again?
Justin Bartha.
She's not causing any problems, is she?
No, she's not.
Because a lot of these people will show up late. And who's the other one?
Sarah Alexander.
What about him?
He's fine, too. He's fine. Everybody works very, very hard. And
so you don't have any prima donnas?
No.
All right. Well, then the show is probably within cost. It's probably much cheaper than Heist. Did you hear about Heist?
Yeah, I heard they canceled it.
Oh. They did the two episodes of that turkey, and they had to pull that off the air. But I would tell you this. I liked it. And how about that Sarah Shahi? What a piece of ass he is, huh? Did you see him?
Sarah Shahi? Yes, I saw him.
There was that one scene where he's talking with Justin Bartha's character. I forget what her character's name is.
Jeff Cahill.
Yeah. And he's also talking, but he's wearing a tight pair of
kind of sweatpants.
You're right. And you can see that, woo-hoo, oh, man, enough to make a man's hand sweat. And I think Dionne Richmond's, did you see her in Trippin'?
Who?
Dionne Richmond.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw her in that.
Yeah. Now, that's a great movie. It's a movie about the African-American high school experience, but her acting in that was stupendous. And so I think you've got a great, great actor in Dionne Richmond. Matt Winston is always a riot. She can be counted on for so many great things. And you were good. I said to Margaret last night when I was watching you, Phil, I said, look at her. She is funny with that big fat gut and that bald head.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, so I think you're doing well. And I would just say to you that Matt Tarsis and Bill Rubel are a good creative team. Both of those men have been involved in some successful shows. Whenever Matt talks to you about something, listen to her. Don't try to talk to her about your ideas. Listen to her ideas. And
I do. And then I try to suggest to her idea lines and things.
Well, yeah, but don't break her casting nets on the deal. The same thing with Rubel. She knows what she's doing, okay? Bill Rubel knows what she's doing, and Matt Tarsis knows what she's doing. So let those two men, and they will guide you every step of the way, and let them talk to the suits over at NBC. I know you know Shelley McQuarrie.
Yes, I do.
He's a wonderful, wonderful gal, and I think he is. He's a great creative mind. And I know that he's got your back on this. And Jeff Ingold, she's got your back, right?
Yeah, you almost said he.
I thought for a minute that she was queer, but she's not. Now,
will you get out of here with this? What?
Margaret.
What do you want?
Why'd you hang up on him? He's very hurt.
I don't care. I can't take it anymore.
What?
Jeff Ingold, he. And I said, oh, you almost said he. And he says, yeah, I thought she was queer. I happen to know the guy is married with a kid.
Well, look at you getting all tight in the jaws. I told you, Frank has a problem with gender confusion as a result of the boiling gonorrhea infection that went into his brain back in the 50s. But they cleared it up. It's everything's fine.
Except for that. You know, it'd be one thing if the guy had a brain injury from a shell fragment in World War II. But no, he had a boiling infection in the brain from gonorrhea. And they cleared it up. Get out of here, she. Anyway, so that's it. Scrubs did a 2.7. We did a 2.4. About 89% of the audience. We ranked in the top 10 in 18 to 49. So I don't know what NBC's looking for. And it may be at the end of this process they say, you know what? This whole thing blows, chipmunks. Get it all. You know, just flush it all. They may say that. They may say, you know what? Tuesday night is, you don't think so, Tommy? Well, I mean, what if they say this? What if they say Tuesday night? Forget it. We ain't going to beat House, and we're not going to beat that other, what's it, Unit? Was The Unit on last night? The one with Scott Foley? That's a good show. See, that's another thing. I kind of wish Scott the best of luck, because that poor guy went through some stuff, so he's back. I just don't want you kicking my ass, Scott, if you don't mind. God gave you all the looks and the talent, dude, and he gave me a 30-minute sitcom. Please, God, let us live. But they may say, Tuesday night, forget it. We're getting our ass hammered by these freaking dramas. Let's just get, you know, let's put another Vegas on. I don't know. Maybe they won't. I think the show last night, though, was very funny. I would tell you, I can, you know, I understand that, you know, I've got issues with the, so last night worked. I don't care. And like I said, we're still holding the number. Who knows? Talk to NBC. I bothered them. I stood outside and waited for executives to come out. Excuse me, Sarah. And I was tugging at their sleeve. All right. We have our flashback by request coming up. And this one is a Steve Bozzetti. This is bizarre. This is very dark humor. Very black, dark, sick, twisted stuff with Steve Bozell. So it's coming up next. One for the entire family. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Next week, not that we have guests on our show, but I thought I'd let you know that on George Norrie's show, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top is going to be in as a guest. And this is kind of an interesting story about Billy Gibbons. I got a fan letter from Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and I thought it was bogus because it was on some cheesy stationery. So I wrote back, yeah, sure. Thanks a lot, pal. Yeah, whatever. And then I got a letter back saying, no, I'm really Billy Gibbons, and I'm sorry that you don't believe who I am. But and then it turns out that he does listen to our show, but he's going to be on the Norrie show on next week. Maybe we can get the cat to, nah, I don't want to steal George's guests. But here's the thing. I like ZZ Top because they are boogie, you know, like they're Texas boogie music by way of a very concentrated psilocybin tea.
Yeah.
Time now for our flashback by request. And this one is from Thomas. Hey, Phil, I wanted to make a flashback request for a bit when Steve Bozell was on your show. He was upset about all the attention, media attention, that Kobe Bryant was getting for raping a white girl. Steve had raped a guy in college and nobody was paying any attention to him for that. Keep doing your thing. You're the king of comedy. Oh, man. Thomas. Here it is, Steve Bozell. And I think the guy was in a wheelchair, too. It's Steve Bozell.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, I think your mind was raped in 85. If you think that Mr. Bryant is only getting attention because he's black, you are so wrong and pathetic.
No, I didn't say that's the only reason, but that's a big, big, big part of it.
No, that's no part of it. It's because who he is. Kobe Bryant's name is mentioned. He automatically grabs attention of everybody, no matter what he does. Black people every day in this country get charged with rape. You don't see them all over the news. It wouldn't make any difference what color he was.
Well, let me ask you, because how come I didn't get the same media coverage?
Because you were nobody, that's why. Who the hell wanted to interview you? I mean, you were nothing. I mean, you could draw no attention.
That may be true as far as you're concerned, but I was living at that time in on campus in Tennessee at this university, and I was very well known in the
probably were ashamed of you is what it was, and they probably wanted to hide the fact that one of their alumni would do such a dastardly deed. I mean,
see how you describe it? But Kobe Bryant, you want to give him all kinds of accolades, and he's been charged with the same thing.
Nobody's giving him anything. I mean, he's being charged with a serious crime.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant hasn't been convicted yet, though. You admit you did it.
That's really not, I don't think that's relevant, though, because
have a problem. You have a deeper problem than you have some type of, you need some type of confirmation for what you've done or something. I don't know what it is, but I think you need to seek help.
Sir, I don't need any help. I'm simply on the radio.
You definitely need help. Anybody who would call and announce that they raped a guy in a wheelchair and wants attention and was mad because he didn't get attention, you don't think you need help? You definitely need help.
Sir, all I'm asking is a logical question. Why didn't I get coverage on
Because
CNN?
You were nobody. You were nobody. How many times do I got to tell you that? You're nobody now and you're nobody then. Now you got to face the facts that you're nobody.
Okay, I understand that I'm not famous nationally, but I said in the Murfreesboro Tri-County area, my case is more unusual than Kobe's. I raped a man. You're right, I did, and it's bad. It's very bad. I raped a man.
They were ashamed of it. They were probably ashamed of it.
No, but
to hide it.
If you think objectively about it, I raped a guy in a wheelchair, and the media should have been all over that. That's pretty big news. You don't think that's big news?
No.
Oh, okay.
No way.
All right, Frank. Frank's point, I think, is pretty well made. I mean, you know, you might be known in the Tri-County area of Murphy, whatever the hell that was, but, you know, Kobe Bryant is not only a national name, he's an international name, and this case has implications positive and negative. And
but what I'm trying to say is the fact that I raped a guy in a wheelchair, that makes up for the fact that I'm not Kobe G.D. Bryant and all of his black skin.
Okay. There it is. That is our flashback by request. Kobe G.D. Bryant and all of his black skin. That is Steve Bozell. Oh, boy. But hey, believe you me when I tell you this. If you think that's weird, there's got to be a guy out there that's really like that. Oh, by the way, you know what flick I saw the other day on TV? Gacy. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, man. You seen this? Now, it looks like it was a direct-to-video thing. It wasn't all that, but the way it was just creeped me out. This guy, John Wayne Gacy, and the guy that played him was some big fat actor by the name of his name's Michael Bolton. So I swear to God. You know who he is? And anyway, with this guy Gacy, you know, he had these kids that were coming over and he would kill them and then he'd stuck them under his house. He buried them under the house. Well, with that many dead bodies under there, it began to smell. And he had he had like a maggot problem. And the neighbors would complain. And he was this very sort of nonplussed, just this guy who's, oh, yes, Mr. Jones, I've called over the exterminator. They're going to be here today. Everything will be fine. Well, come on, Gacy, what are you talking about? It stinks to high heaven. Oh, it's. I understand. I told you, I've got an open sewer pipe. I mean, real weird. Real weird. And his mother, I don't know how much of this is true. I mean, I've read a little bit about John. For some reason, the John Wayne Gacy case didn't really grab me. Something about the clown makeup. There's something about him being dressed as a clown. But he had all these clown pictures that he made and, you know, he painted. But this flick was odd. And finally what happened was, just creeped out, man. And then finally what happened was the cops just staked this guy's house out. They couldn't get in to get a search warrant in there because apparently he was very well politically connected. So they finally just sat literally in folding chairs on his front lawn. So every time he came out of his house, there they were, these two cops just sitting there staring at him. And they just followed him day and night till finally they nailed him. But, oh, really weird. Now, the other side to all of this, what is this Duke rape case? Now, didn't they give DNA to all these guys, or they took their DNA, or they, how do you do DNA, bud?
I think you take it.
Oh, so they gave them DNA capsules? And it was the lacrosse team, and it was a black stripper, and she claims she was raped. And they've given some kind of a DNA test to all these white boys over there at Duke, and apparently nothing came of it. And all of a sudden, lacrosse is on the front page of every newspaper. Lacrosse. Only a school with more money than Jesus would be able to have a lacrosse team. Well, we really want to get our guys into lacrosse, you know. We want to kick the Indians' ass this year on that thing. Wasn't that the one sport that the Indians gave us, lacrosse, other than the hookah? So they canceled the Duke lacrosse season this year. Hopefully it's gone forever. And maybe one of these days we'll get rid of football, too. Not that I got anything against college football. The Duke rape case. All I know is that they had these guys. The guys had some stripper, and she claimed she was raped. And they apparently gave a test to see if the DNA matched any of these guys. And it all came up negative. But they still have to push ahead with some kind of a case, some kind of a, because the DA doesn't want to give up on this thing. So, you know, it sounds like these poor white kids are getting railroaded. Let me just go ahead and say it right now. All right, I'm just going to say it. I'm getting sick and tired of these black strippers trying to squeeze another nickel out of us, man. Look at, I put the 20 in my teeth. What did you want me to do? I laid there on the floor with the 20. Now all of a sudden, oh, great, you're going to try to get a few more bucks out of me by suing me for rape? White men of America, unite.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The only reason why I'm interested in this Britney Spears story about her kid falling out of the high chair is it happened to me when I was a kid. That's what I'm told anyway. That's the famous story. I told you guys, it's the famous story from my childhood. Either I fell or I jumped or something. Maybe I was trying to commit suicide. Maybe I knew what was ahead. Maybe I already knew what life had in store for me, and I wanted to end it right there at the age of 6 months.
Forget it. I'm out of here.
Son, don't do it.
Screw it.
And I just leap. Woo! And for a baby, from the high chair to the floor, man, it's like six stories. You might as well just be leaping from the top of the St. Francis Hotel, baby. Child welfare officials and sheriff's deputies visited Britney Spears' home because her infant son was actually, yeah. Six-month-old Sean fell April 1st as his nanny was lifting him from the high chair and something in the chair snapped. According to the Star magazine, the infant slipped from her arms and fell, bruising his head on the floor. Jesus, dude. Do you buy that? It's very difficult for me to buy that the kid just slipped and fell. I mean, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I think it's bad if you immediately assume certain things, but a lot of this crap now, you can't assume anything, can you? That's why they got it. You got to go down. They got to look at the kid. They got to go look at the kid, man. Every time a doctor gets a kid in the emergency room, it's got a bruise on him, they got to call a cop. Do you know that? Or they got to make a police report, don't they?
I don't know.
Well, what happened to you?
What do you mean what happened to me? They made a police report.
Yeah, they made a police report the day you were born. As soon as you popped out, they called the cops.
As soon as you popped out, they called the cops. So what?
Says here, according to People's Magazine and the L.A. Times, they also reported the incident on Wednesday. People Magazine reported, then the L.A. Times picked it up from the Star and People because they haven't got a reporter that really can scoop that stuff, so he just reads People, and then they reprint it in the L.A. Times. All right. They do some hard-nosed reporting over there at the L.A. Times, if you know what I mean by hard-nosed. Like shoved up someone's rear end? Like shoved up the New York Times rear end? They got a hard nose at the L.A. Times, man, parked up the butt of the New York Times. Though a doctor examined the baby at the house, Spears and her husband, Kevin Federline. How come the kid's name is Preston? Oh, that's his middle name. Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, according to Spears and her husband, Kevin Federline, what do you want, David?
Are you an idiot or something? What do you mean, how come his name is Preston?
I thought that was his last name.
Yeah, that's his last. Her name is Spears, the old man's Federline, and you want to know why he has the last name Preston. It's his middle name.
I never heard of a guy named Preston.
You never heard of Preston, ain't there a guy named Preston Ham?
Preston Ham. Spears attorney Martin Singer said in a statement that the hospital made a report to the Department of Children and Family Services as required by state law. See, that's what they got to do. The L.A. DCFS and the Lost Hills Sheriff's Station declined to give details of Saturday's Then it goes on to say, very standard, routine, patrol, blah, blah. She apologized, you know. But apparently the kid was okay. Now, see, this happened to me when I was a kid, but back in the day, they didn't have to tell anybody. I just fell out of a high chair, so they tell me. That's what they tell me. I got to buy it. I got to believe it. I was told by my people, my mother and father, oh, yeah, you fell. Oh, okay, well, if that's what you say, happened, that's what happened. Why would you lie, right? Well, why would we lie? We're your parents, of course. John Wayne Gacy had parents, too. Back to more of Phil Hates His Parents in a moment. I don't hate them. I just wouldn't want to spend a weekend with them. No, Now, I told you about the fact that I got this crunched up back and this messed up neck. And, you know, if you see me on TV, you'll notice that I've got a really fat gut. You want to know why? It isn't because I overeat. It's not because I'm lazy and a slob. It's because I've got a bad back. So why exercise? I'm just going to let myself balloon out to about 900 pounds. And I'll just do the whole Oliver Hardy act until they cancel the show, which could be any minute now. And then just return. By the way, I went and had a physical today, man. I'm in great damn shape. Other than the fact that I'm a slob. That's what the doctor said. He said, you're in great shape, Phil. Fantastic physical shape, but you look like a freaking bowling ball. And then he began playing a ukulele. No, so I, you know, because of that, I fell out of this high chair. I don't know what happened. And now I'll never know because everybody's dead. Everyone's gone. You know, my mother is gone. My dad's gone. And who am I going to ask? Let's just say there's something mighty, mighty peculiar about the top of my head. Not that it's bald, that it's flat.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
While we have the time, we're going to do something we do every year, which is review FHM's 100 Sexiest Chicks of the Year. They've got their list. They've come out with it. And what we do on our show, see, they tell you this is the 100 sexiest women in the United States, or in the world, actually. Their press release says U.S. The actual magazine says world. So maybe you guys ought to kind of get your heads and your asses wired together. In any event, what they do is they tell us what the 100, and then I review it and tell you whether it's correct or not. Now, what is a sexy woman? You're going to ask me, what qualifies you, Henry? Well, number one, I've lived long enough. I've been around a lot of women. And I've determined that a woman who is truly sexy is a woman that can take a fair amount of abuse from a man. I'm not talking about physical abuse. I'm not talking about that. That's over the line. No. And I'm not talking about emotional abuse. I'm talking about a woman who understands that men, steeped in self-loathing and self-hate as we are going to behave in oftentimes psychotic and irrational ways, and you understand it. You don't go off the deep end and come up with such original lines as, "You don't love me!" You don't go ape and say, "Yeah, take it personal," see? When a man, and most men are from time to time, completely mentally deranged, you just roll with it. That is a sexy chick. And she has to have a nice ass and great legs and a great face. She's got to have Terry Hatcher's face, Jenny McCarthy's thing, and Paris Hilton's thing. And she has to be... Now, how about Vita Guerra's rear end? Wow. All right, here we go, baby. These are the top, the sexiest chicks, FHM. We'll try to get through all of them. Number 100, Josie Moran. Yeah, she's fine. Number 99, Naomi Watts. Doesn't belong there, sorry. Number 98, Heather Graham. Doesn't belong there, sorry. Heather Graham. Next thing you'll tell me, Cameron Diaz. Number 97, Cameron Diaz. No, I'm just kidding. Number 97, Vanessa Marcil. Yeah, whatever. Number 95, Olivia Wilde. Nope. Number 94, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Forget it. Number 93, Linda Cardellini. No. Number 92, Amanda Beard. No. You guys blew it with the first eight. Seven. Number 91, Sarah Burke. Yeah, she's okay. Number 90, Katie Holmes. Not since she hooked up with Cruz, she ain't. Number 89, Denise Richards. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. She belongs way up the list, man. Top 10. Number 88, Fergie, whatever. Number 87, Amanda Peet, no. Number 86, Zee Zhang. How do I put this delicately? I think it'll be a number of years before a China woman will belong on this list, but I'm kidding, she's fine. Number 85, Anne Hathaway, no. I don't care how friendly she looks. Yeah, she's fine. Number 84, Amanda Rigetti, no. Right there. All right, now we move on to number 83, Giselle Bundchen, some kraut. Nope. Oh, is that the Leonardo DiCaprio's girl? Well, forget it then. Number 82, Catherine Zeta-Jones, no way. Number 81, Kelly Ripa, yes. I think she's hot, man. Number 80, Mon Ackerman. No, get out of here with this is like cookie cutter stuff, man. Bleach blonde and let me see. Yep, it's bleached. All right. Lucy Liu is 79. Cut it out. 78, Kate Beckinsale. Now she's here we go. 77, Ashley Judd. Way up the list with Denise Richards. What do you think of Ashley Judd, man? I think she's freaking hot. I know you think her ears are too big. Maybe she didn't pull the freaking hair back, you wouldn't notice. Number 76, Petra Numkova? No. Number 75, Elizabeth Hurley. She sucks. Or so I've heard. 74, Amy Smart. Yeah, she's okay. Not, 73. See, Amy Smart is fine so long as they keep the lighting right and the hair and lots of eye makeup. 73, Evangeline Lilly. No. 72, Penelope Cruz. Can I clear something up? Penelope Cruz is frightening looking. If you're going to start selling the woman to me as a sex object, I have the right to comment. You see what I'm saying? See, some people would think this is piggish of me to do this. If you sell them to me as a thing of beauty, then I have the right to comment on what it is you're selling. Penelope Cruz is not beautiful. She's funky looking, man, with a capital funk. Get out of here. You know, the whole thing with this is that Tom Cruise went out with her. She's got kind of a wart on her nose or so. I don't know where, like on her lip. And there's a kind of a thing going on there. I don't know. And so they went, yeah, she's sexy. Number 71, Rachel Ray. Yeah, there's something kind of slut-like about her. Number 70, Christiana Loewen. I should show these to, she's all right. Yeah. Number 69, Kate Bosworth. No, thank you. Megan Fox is number 68. Okay, I guess. I mean, can't you guys come on? Now, here we go. Now we're starting to get into the real stuff. Myra Veronica, number 67.
Look at that butt.
Shut up. Yeah, she's definitely that. 66, Kate Hudson. I better not say. No. 65, Alicia Keys. What do you think of Alicia Keys? She's okay. She's a beautiful woman. Yeah, she belongs there. 63, Sienna Miller. No. 62, Morgan Webb. No. 61, Natalie Portman. Oh, come on. 60, Landy Swamp Pole. Swain Pulley. She sucks. Here is Brooke Burke. God, she's freaking hot, man. What show is she on? She definitely, and she, what do you mean 53? She came down the list. What is it with you guys? All of a sudden you get a jam up at the very top. The problem with you guys over at FHM, you had Jennifer Lopez number one for 2 years running. You got to be putting me on with that. Boy, did she con you cats. Jennifer Lopez on a good day, man. I mean, you know, she's a good artist. If you're trying to sell to me the fact that she's some kind of a freaking bathing beauty, I guess we don't have enough. Uma Thurman, 59. I dig Uma Thurman, don't you? Hilary Duff, number 58. Boy, is she grown into a nice, fine young slut. She's Tara Patrick, 57. Yeah, I kind of dig that brunette, that sort of man. You like that man-eat thing, don't you, bud?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Jesus. Number 56, Alessandro Ambrosia. Alicia Cuthbert, number 54. Well, so far, you're batting about 50% there, FHM. And number one this year is Scarlett Johansson. I think Scarlett Johansson is nice. Number one? You know, give it up, man. Don't tell me what's hot. Number two is Angelina Jolie. Would you give it up with her, too? And the more I read about that woman, the less I want to, you know, yeah. See, there comes a time when a man says she's really hot, but will I come away with a disease? That's my question. That's my question, and I have to ask it, you know, because you guys sell these broads one after the other, year in, year out, year in, year out. Pamela Anderson, then it's Angelina Jolie, and after a while, I read so much about them, and I see so much about their lives, I think if I actually ever had the opportunity to sleep with one of them, you think Frank Gray has a problem with residual gonorrhea infection? Come on. All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of this mellifluous confrontation or conversation, whichever, on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Just going down the list here of FHM's supposedly hot, 100 sexiest women in the world, and we review it and tell you and them whether they're right or not about a lot of these women. And so far, they've been blowing it big time. Although Rachel McAdams is hot as hell. Dude, did you see her in that red eye? She is freaking hot, brother. Now, she's 51, so good pick there, FHM. And then you turn around and you blow it with Kelly Clarkson. Are you high? Yeah, sure, she's cute. Maybe to grab her by the hair, and I'm kidding. Yee-hee-hee! Faith Hill? What's the point in wondering whether she's sexy or not? Because Tim McGraw, you know, you'll get a pointy boot up the ass. All right, moving on to our review here. Let's see who else we got. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, okay. I can kind of go with that a little bit. Heidi Klum. Erica Durance. I dig Christina Aguilera. I like her. I know a lot of guys think she's slut-like. I dig her. I think she's fantastic. I think she's phenomenal. But I'm going to tell you one woman that doesn't belong on this list. And if you keep trying to pitch her as sexy, I'm going to commit suicide on the front steps of FHM. Get out of here with Gwen Stefani. Get out of here. She isn't, she's not, she wasn't, and she ain't. And that guy, just because Scorsese had her playing Harlow in that AV, are you kidding with that or what? Look, she's a good singer, man. With the, you know, with the beak on her, I mean, look, you guys are trying to tell me she's sexy and beautiful. No, she's not. You know, maybe about five nose jobs later. This is coming from a guy who's very handsome. I got these women hanging all over me. Believe me. Well, Gwen Stefani won't leave me alone.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.